suicide. It usually stuns those close to it. Hollywood has seen several suicides in the past years. A director that leaped from a bridge, actors battling drugs and alcohol that had beaten the addiction, and others that were still battling until the addiction won. Families left crushed. Many people left asking that question that often defies an answer. Why? Well, we may never know. And then there was that prominent official in the White House some years ago who committed suicide. A national news magazine turned the spotlight on a disturbing fact about too many men. They are, and I've never forgotten these words, wounded men with no place to bleed. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about men on the edge. I know from years of walking through crises with many guys that we men often stuff it rather than share it. We live with the lie that being strong means never showing weakness, never showing a soft or hurting heart. Oh, and always being in control, of course. So we bleed inside, where there's nothing to stop the bleeding or treat the wound. The pressure builds like lava in a volcano, or like a beach ball pushed farther and farther under the water. The farther down you push it, the higher it ultimately goes when it can't be held down anymore. Suddenly, often inexplicably, there's an explosion of anger or violence or depression or self-destruction. But the strongest man who ever lived offered us guys a better way. The shortest verse in the Bible, only two words. John 11:35, Jesus wept at a friend's grave. The Bible says when he saw a crowd of hurting people, he was moved with compassion because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And I'm pretty sure he wasn't afraid to smile or laugh either. I mean, the children love to sit on his lap, and I know my grandchildren don't want anything to do with grouches. See, Jesus wasn't afraid to let his friends know he was really hurting. Just before what he knew was going to be his awful torture and crucifixion, he asked his main guys to be with him in a garden. And he told them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Though he was God in the flesh, the ultimate man, he wasn't afraid to say he needed people. So, wounded men do have a place to bleed, with the one who bled for them. As one high-powered enemy turned follower of Jesus said, in our word for today from the Word of God in Galatians 2:20, "He loved me and gave himself for me." We would be lost in this life and horribly lost forever if Jesus hadn't paid the price to cure our terminal spiritual cancers called sin. Guys get what sin is. It means I got to drive. You ride, God, but I'm driving. That's spiritual hijacking. Controlling a life that was made by God and for God and taking it where we want it to go instead. Sadly, we're like my 4-year-old grandson standing behind the wheel of his daddy's parked car. He was never meant to drive. Neither were we. And if we do, we'll ultimately crash, taking people we love with us. That's why God lets a man run into something he can't fix or he can't change, he can't control, to show us we never really were in control. So we see that we're created to have the one who gave us our life running our life. To be blunt, we need a Savior. We need Jesus. Not a religion, Jesus. We need him to forgive all the junk of our life, to open up this closed and wounded heart, to give us the power to be the man we want to be, that we need to be, and to fill us with the exhilaration of living our life for the one cause that's worth everything a guy's got. A man can totally trust himself to this Jesus because anyone who loved you enough to die for you will never do you wrong. You ready to surrender the pain, the sin, to the man who died to fix us? Well, this could be your new beginning today. You know, our website is there to help you make that new beginning. It's called anewstory.com, actually. I hope you'll go there right now, as soon as you can today, anewstory.com. Maybe it's time to talk with someone about what it means to belong to Jesus. Text us at 442-244-WORD. That's 442-244-WORD. No longer does your heart have to be lonely, hurting. You are not alone. You have a place to bleed. Remember, with a man who bled for you.